Alrighty then, folks, I want to welcome each and every one of you to this Ambit Energy Business Builder Conference call. My name is Bear Gordon from Austin, Texas. I am an executive consultant with Ambit Energy. Now, say it with me. And you can be too. Yes, you can. Folks, I'm really excited about our featured speaker tonight. Wait, let me back up and do what I need to do first. We do this call every Sunday evening, 10 o'clock Eastern, 9 o'clock Central, 7 o'clock Pacific time. And here's the reason I know you can be too, because you're on this call. This is one of those calls during the course of the week, and you can have several of them, but this is one of those calls that you need to be on every Sunday evening, 10 o'clock Eastern, 9 o'clock Central, 7 o'clock Pacific time. And I'm going to make a request to you guys. I'm going to get real for a second. We need to have more people on this call. We want our organizations to grow. We need to have our people plugged in to this particular call. You can get on several calls. There are many great conference calls during the course of the week, but this should always be one of them. Get your team on this call, not only tonight, you can text them, but every Sunday evening, okay? Now, you hear people talking on the line about being preparing to register for Simulcast. It's going to be a fantastic event. I've been to every single one of them. And I can tell you, folks, that the corporate office works just as diligently for Simulcast as they do for Ambition. You're going to have attendee-only bonuses. You're going to have great announcements. As soon as you can, as soon as the notifications are up, make sure that you go ahead and get registered. I'm pretty sure that those of us who did attend Ambition 2020 will have a special window of opportunity to get a discount to this national conference. So be prepared, usually somewhere around $50. Be prepared for that. When it comes, hop on it. Go ahead and get registered, okay? Now, let me tell you, we got a feature speaker tonight. He's no stranger to our call, okay? And one of the things I love about him, he's won all the awards, all the honors and accolades, still has one of the fastest growing organizations and most powerful organizations in Ambit Energy. Most of the people that are on this call are probably in his organization because he knows how to get his team plugged in. This is somebody you want to listen to. Please welcome to the call from Tyler, Texas, Coach Alan Johnson. Coach, welcome to the call, sir.
Bear, it's so good to hear your voice, man. I appreciate you, and I'm going to speak for everybody, but, you know, you doing this week in and week out, you do a phenomenal job. It really is a pleasure to share the phone with you always, but, you know, I sincerely appreciate everything that you do. You always introduce people, and you give us our props and all that yickety-yack stuff that you're so good at. But I want to take a minute and just tell you before we ever say another word how much I appreciate you, and I know everyone on here it does as well. And you telling them to make sure and get their business partners on is not so they can hear from you, but people need to hear from you. And, friends, I want to say this. I have my own team calls, and I've had Bear on because if you think about it, if you can ever pick his brain, you're going to figure out how to build this business. And that's why we talk about plugging in. And I'm not the smartest person in Ambit. Y'all have already figured all that out. But the one thing that I know is Bear has done this meeting for years and years and years, this phone call meeting, training. And he's heard everybody who's ever had an inkling of success give their two cents. This man's a walking dictionary on how to build a business. If you ever have a chance to talk to Bear, make sure you grab him and learn from him. But, Bear, really, I do appreciate you.
I'm speechless. Thank you very much.
I'm sincere.
I do appreciate you. I appreciate that. I wasn't expecting that, but thank you.
Well, you're welcome.
I don't even know what to say.
Well, I'm going to say
all right,
this.
So what do you have for us today?
Here's what I want to say something, and I never am, and I try never to be negative, and I want to be transparent, and I'm going to stay out of the locker room. As most of y'all know, I coached for 30 years. But yesterday, if If this call would have been at 4 o'clock yesterday afternoon and Brian would have asked me to sub in for Kirk Horan, he probably would have regretted it. And here's the reason why. I'm going to make sense of this comment. I live in East Texas, as Bear said. It's called Tyler, Texas. It's a beautiful place. If you ever want to come to Texas, make sure and come over to the Rose Capital of the world, Tyler, Texas, and come visit us, and we'd love to host you. If you ever want to have the best barbecue you'll put between your lips, go to Stanley's here in Tyler. You will not be disappointed. And I've been here for... Heck, it feels like now since Moby Dick was a tadpole, but I've been here a long time, and everybody in this city knows me as Coach, just like you do, because I coached here all of those years. And a lot of people know that I've ventured into a private business, that I own my own consulting business, and every now and again when people get a little sideways, they decide they find somebody who has my number and they call me. So let's go to the basic fundamentals of Ambit. We share the plan and we gather a handful of loyal customers. And I don't know how many of you on this call have had the privilege of corporate calling you and saying, hey, we've got 16 house accounts we're going to give you. Or, hey, we just had a guy call in and we don't know who he is. So since you're an Ambit consultant, we're going to give you that customer. Now, I've been with Ambit a little over 11 years, and they've never done that. Every time I've signed up a customer, I've asked them to do me the favor, just like you guys have. And what I tell my team, and a lot of them are on this call, is you're responsible in your professional life for what you do. You get paid on your efforts in Ambit Energy. You build your business when you want to open the doors of your business. This business is you, and a byproduct of helping other people is you get to help them. But when it comes to customers, that's all you. Now, Ambit and our corporate office has gone as far as to do all the heavy lifting in technology and build a suite of websites that has a back office that you can go in, and you've got a widget that shows you when people are up for renewal. I tell my business partners all the time, when you sign up a customer, save it to your smartphone 11 months from now if you put them on a 12-month term plan. And if something happens and life gets in the way and you've got to step away from Ambit for a little bit, at least you will get that reminder on your smartphone to call that friend, that family member, that person who sits close to you in the pew at church, or that person you work with, whoever it is. It'll remind you to mention to them they need to renew their customer position with your business. Now, friends, yesterday I'm making a run to the grocery store because our son Caleb was coming in to visit, and we were going to go to a good friend to his wedding. And as I'm pulling into the parking lot, I get a phone call, and I answer the phone, hello. And anytime I don't have the number saved to my phone, I answer the phone, hello, this is Alan with Ambit, how can I help you? Every time. And this guy says, well, Coach, you don't know me, but I live at such and such address, and his address was real close to mine. And he said, I got a problem with your company. And I said, well, do tell, what's the problem? He goes, my bill has gone sky high. And I sat there and listened to him for the better part of 15 to 20 minutes, swear, spit, holler, and curse about what I agree with him was a ridiculously high bill. And obviously he's leaving Monday and going to another company. And what I figure and I know without any reservation is the consultant, and he knew the guy that signed him up. He had met him through work, and a guy introduced him to him, and he was satisfied the first for a long time with Ambit, but then all of a sudden his bills got stupid. And he said this last one, he told me, he said, the last one I got was higher than one when I lived in a 3-bedroom, 2-bath house. He was living in a two-bedroom apartment. He's a photographer, and he had turned the second bedroom of his apartment into a drying room, or whatever you call it. Barry, you're a photographer. You know more about this than I do. But he had turned his second room into a drying room where he did not run any type of air in there to keep stuff from blowing around on wet photos. And he was upset, and rightfully so. And my friends, what the consultant did wrong is he didn't protect the customer. I told the guy, I said, I know you're on a variable, and I apologize. It's not a reflection of Ambit. It's not a reflection of anybody. I'm sure you got a notification. Have you been paying your bill online, or is it auto draft? He said, auto draft, and I never look at the account. And it just so happened that I did, and I saw 4 months of what should have been under $100, it was over $200, and he went off again. And again, I apologize for our company, and I told him, I said, I'm not going to throw anyone into the grease or into the bus, but I can tell you this. You're on a variable, and you'll see a significant drop in your bill if you'll go to a term plan. And when I said that, he lost it again because there's no way he's staying with Ambit. What I'm making is this. We have to protect what we're working hard to build individually and in a whole sense as well. You see, this man is going to go to work tomorrow, and he's not going to be happy with Ambit because he spent well over $100 extra that he did not need to on his utility bill for electricity here in the state of Texas. And when he gets to the office tomorrow, he's probably going to tell four or five people just to vent to them. And that's going to plant a seed in those four or five people's minds to stay away from Ambit Energy. And then maybe, and I don't know any factual stats on this, but common sense tells me that maybe two or three of those people in the back of their mind one day will remember, wait, I heard something about that Ambit company. You might want to stay away from that. Again, I'm not being negative. What I'm doing is I'm requesting and asking every one of you to make sure and protect your customers, because you asked them to be your customer. Ambit didn't do that. Bear didn't do that. Janet James didn't do that. Dale Cochran didn't do it. Norbert Hennessy did not do that. You asked them to do you a favor. Now, once you do that, you do them a favor in return and protect the best interests, and therefore you'll protect our company and our businesses from being bad-mouthed when it doesn't need to be. Again, I'm not trying to be – I hope that's a little bit of a training idea for you. Again, what I ask of my business partners are to save the dates in their phones. But we all know there's a widget that'll pop open – as soon as you open up your power zone, and it will show you when people are ready to renew. And I enjoy calling these people. I enjoy, and my friends, I've got 24 personal customer points, and those 24 people have been with Ambit now for 11 years. Those 24 people, every month when they get their Ambit invoice, they see subconsciously my two children, because they know that's why I've built this business on a part-time basis. Ambit Energy's on there, and I get that. Now, for you guys that are not in Texas, I know they don't get the invoice from Ambit. But down here in Texas, they literally get the bill from Ambit. And whenever they get that bill and they open it up, and it can say Ambit all over it. It can be orange, yellow, green, purple, polka-dotted. I don't know. But because it says Ambit, immediately they see Coach. Immediately they see son, brother, uncle, nephew, cousin, good friend. And subliminally they see Rachel and Caleb's face, because they know that's why I'm doing that. And I can assure you this. In the course of a year, I spend maybe an hour and a half to 2 hours to get them to renew. Because it's just a quick phone call. Hey, Dad. Hey, Kyle. That's my brother's name. Hey, Mickey, my sister's name. Make sure you renew. If you need any help or you need any recommendations on what plan, just give me a call. I did that with aunts, uncles, cousins. I told you already. Friends, 24 of them. And I've transferred a lot of people, and I reach out to them as well. But I would dare to guess that in a year's time, it takes me 2 hours to protect them and to make sure I'm doing them the favor in return. And in doing that, I always tell them, they ask me how my business is going. And I tell them I'm close to my next promotion. I'm close to hitting a new bonus. And if they know anyone, please share my phone number. If they know anyone who's looking for an extra supplemental income, if they know anyone that enjoys a side hustle, if they know anyone that's got an entrepreneurial spirit, if they know anyone who is coachable and has got grit and determination. I mean, it's all about who do you know? Because I've heard Bear say it. I've heard Brian say it. I've heard all these top money earners say this business is not about who you know. This business is about someone that you know that knows someone that knows someone that can change your life forever. As this journey is unfolding, and it's nowhere near to the final chapter, I still feel like we're all, some of you are in the preface, some of you are just figuring out the first chapter. You know, I've been in for over 11 years, and I can tell you, with this new joint venture with Vistra and the power of Vistra, and who knows where expansion is going to go over time, and the multiple billions of dollars in revenue that our parent company generates each year, I don't know that I'm even on chapter two yet of this journey. I remind myself and I remind people all the time, every one of us made a choice to take this chance. But in making this choice, it put us in line with the largest transfer of wealth that we will see in our lifetime. It put us a part of the last utility that will ever be deregulated in our lifetime. It gave us a chance to be part of a service that's used every second of every day, of every week, of every month, of every year, of anybody's life. You know, doubt kills more dreams than failure ever will. I've always told people, don't fear failure. Don't. And then when you start doubting yourself, now I'm not tooting my own horn, but to me personally, the two most important screens in our PowerPoint presentation is the one that shows the numbers 526, because that is the foundation of success in Ambit. Since day one, I personally have tried to do that once a month. I haven't come close to doing it every month, but that's always been my personal goal. I heard all these people say, The foundation of Ambit Energy is built on 526. You want to promote as quickly as you can, so you have to 526. You know, there's a huge team in Ambit that call themselves Team 526. So that number's got to resonate with you. And for me personally, I try to 526 each month. I've hit it on several months. But more months than not, I have not hit it. And my point is, when I don't hit it, I'm okay, because there's progress involved in it. And I hold myself accountable, and I reload it every month. You know, some people build hard up until this past Friday because of that incredible promotion we had. And what I always kind of check my business partners personally is to see who's doing something now. You know, I know triple and quadruple and all that stuff means a lot in bonus money, but friends, that's going to be one time and one time only money. I hope you're here for that residual, that trust fund that you get to set up for yourself and your family, your husband or wife, and eventually your children. And if you're adding customers and your business partners are adding customers and you're seeing growth on that level, And then you get that on the 15th, you get that residual check and you see an increase, celebrate it. You're building your own trust account. I mean, I was raised by two of the most phenomenal people in the world, Johnny and Mary Johnston. My parents are salt of the earth, but they were both school teachers. So there's not a trust account. You know anything about public school in the state of Texas, which we become very good at living paycheck to paycheck. You go to the mall, most of the people working the night shift at the mall in Texas are public school teachers. But then all of a sudden, this comes along. And I thank God every day for slapping me upside the head and saying, I'm trying to tell you to do this business. And then I think about doubt kills more dreams than failure ever will. Because, see, when I started, I went 0 for 32. I talked to 32 people who told me no. They told me these things don't work. They told me I've tried these things. They don't work. They told me I had a friend that did that. It didn't work. They even told me, Coach, you can't do that stuff. You can't do that stuff. Those things don't work. And, of course, I heard the infamous, why are you getting in a pyramid scheme? And then that 33rd person said yes. And I was off to my goal of 526. And then all of a sudden, 34 was a no through 53 was a no. And then 54 was a yes, and I was off to the races again. And I was working feverishly with them. And that 54th person went home that night and signed his brother and his three children up into business, which gave me my six consultants underneath me. And then you know what happened, friends? Because of, again, you knowing to follow up, you knowing to drip on people, as they say, all of a sudden that fifth person became a yes. All of a sudden, that 38th person wanted to take a look at it. All of a sudden, that 21st person said, let me come to your meeting. All of a sudden, that 17th person said, I looked at that website. I've got some questions. And then it just happened. It just happened. But all the time, all the while, every day I'm looking down at that written list, and I've got three names of three people that I haven't talked to yet that I'm going to call on my drive to work, and I got to speak to those at least three people on my drive to work, because as soon as I hit that door, that gym, I can't do it anymore until my 30-minute duty-free lunch, which will be 4 hours later, which at that time I'm going to open up that ham and cheese sandwich and that pickle and those chips that I made at home to sit at my computer, and I got to watch game film. And I got to get ready for that. So there wasn't any time to do it even during a duty-free lunch. And I started in the middle of basketball season, which meant the rest of the day was hustling to the middle school to make sure they were lined out, and then back to the high school to work out my varsity team and oversee the junior varsity, the sophomore team, and the three freshman teams. And one of those teams had a game that night, which put me going home. If it was sub-varsity, I usually left the gym around 8 o'clock. But on that 15-minute drive home, I was following up. I was making sure that those three people who told me that they would take a look at that website, I was calling them to make sure that their word was their word, that they did not slight me. And if one of them didn't answer the phone, I left a voicemail. And I simply would say, Bob, I was hoping to speak to you. I know this morning on my way to work, you told me you would take a look at this business. I'm really, really, really anxious to hear what you have to say about it. And I might even say, Bob, I'm not looking for you to do this. Obviously, I'd love for you to join me and frontline partner with me, but I'm really just looking to get your advice because how successful you have been in business, or because you have never met a stranger, or you have a work ethic of an ant carrying a piece of watermelon back. Whatever I had to say to them, I would. And here's the thing, because I heard these top money earners say this, I got to pick and choose, just like you get to pick and choose who you're partnering with. I have the right to choose the people who are on the board of directors of Al Ambit LLC. And then I get to sit on their board of directors of their business. I get to be part of the Janet James enterprise. You see, my friends, you control your destiny. You control it. And at the end of the day, the only person you answer to, I challenge you to do this before you call this a day. The only person you're going to have to answer to in terms of this business is that man or woman looking at you in that mirror. So tonight, before you call this a day, tonight before you say Sunday, October the 18th, 2020, is gone, done, and will never happen again. When you go in there to brush your teeth and wash your face and call it a day, look up at that man or woman in the mirror and ask him or her, am I really doing what I got to do to get to where I want to be? You've got these calls, and hopefully you got all your business partners on these calls. You've got every single night at 7:30 p.m. Central Time, you've got a corporate business overview that you can put someone on and share the plan. You've got your websites that share the plan. You've got leadership inside your team that's willing to do validations for you. You've got tools in your back office, consultant tools. You've got customer tools. You've got everything that you've ever wanted. I invite every one of you to join us tomorrow night at 8 o'clock at the Ambit Gift and social media on Facebook, the Ambit Gift, and be a part of our business presentation tomorrow night. You can join it through the Ambit Gift or Ambit Team 212 at 8 o'clock every Monday night. You're all welcome to join that. And I would heavily, heavily, heavily recommend you putting a guest on there. I tell my friends all the time that do these presentations with me, we're going to value people's time. We're going to share the PowerPoint. We're not going to get on there and elaborate. I'd like to start at 8, and I'd like to be done 8:30, 8:40 at the latest, 8:40 at the latest. People, when you looked at this business, did you really grasp it the first time you saw it? I dare to guess that 99.9% of the people don't. They just see it as being an incredible opportunity. When we go back to having live business presentations, consider those people that have been at work all day. Consider the time element and value their time. They will appreciate that. Get them in, get them informed, and get them out the door. Because little Johnny's at the house hungry from a long day at school. Bob's hungry from a long day of work. They want mama home to find out what they're going to feed. You know, we men sometimes can't feed ourselves. And then if the husband's gone, then everybody wants that secure security blanket back at the house. Or you might have a little puppy ready to be walked or something. These people, we got to value their time. I think there's a reason why the corporate videos are as short as they are. Not because they like to hear themselves talk. The focal point for this conversation that I'm having with you is, number one, protect your customers. They did you a favor. You make sure and do them a favor in return. Don't let them slip over to a variable. Because you know if that happens, if that truly happens, that night, whenever you get that phone call and they're upset and you're washing your face and brushing your teeth and calling it a day, look up at that man or woman in the mirror, because it's that person's fault. The other thing is, you control your destiny, and your business opens when you decide you're going to work it. I can talk about you all day long. And trust me, friends, I turn that around, because it's me too. I know what I've got to do to help my friends that are business partners of mine succeed. And I tell them this often. I care about every one of you. I literally pray that they have more success than I do in their journey with Ambit. I really do. But I'm not counting on any of them. You see, I had an EC on my team who called me and was saying, "Coach, nobody on my team's doing anything. We're not good, man. I'm over here and I'm doing this and I'm calling them and I'm telling them, hey, you got to do this, you got to do, and nobody's doing anything. What do I do?" And I was quiet. And they thought I had gotten off the phone. He said, "Hello." And I said, "Are you sure you want my answer?" And they said, "Yes." And I said, "Okay, so you want me to tell you what you do when nobody on your team seems to be doing anything?" She said, "Yes." And I said, "Then go sponsor someone else." Did not like that answer whatsoever. Did not like that answer whatsoever. But see, we control our destiny. And the more people we help win at theirs, a byproduct is we win. So go share the plan. Protect your customers. Remember, doubt will kill you more than failure ever will. Doubt will kill your dreams. Doubt kills more dreams than failure ever will. Stay focused. Believe it to achieve it. Trust the system. Stay plugged in. I appreciate every one of you for getting on here. I hope something I've said resonates with you. Plug in, plug in, plug in. Call your upline, ask questions. Get as much information. I call it improve your skill set. Never be satisfied. Dream big, be a visionary. And thank God we got the chance we got with this business, because not everybody has this chance, even though everybody could. God bless you. Bear, love you like a brother. You guys stay safe and healthy, and I appreciate Brian for allowing me to have some time with you.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you for being on the call, Coach. Love you too, champ. And looking forward to coming to Tyler someday soon, and we'll certainly eat some barbecue and maybe catch a fish or two. That'll be great. Folks, let me tell you something. You know, you listen to this particular call tonight, and it's exactly why I say you need to have your team on this call, because I'm sure that each and every one of you has somebody on your team right now that you're thinking, "I wish they had heard this. I wish they had heard what Coach said." You know, to hear about how he started the business and how he had to manifest the success, because it just wasn't coming there. Okay, but his persistence was what made it happen. And that's why you want to be on this call consistently every Sunday evening, because you're going to get little nuggets like you got tonight that are going to make a difference for you. You know, it may not happen this week. It may be 2 or 3 weeks from now, and suddenly you remember that Coach had to struggle too. And if he can do it, you can do it. And if I can do it, you can do it too. I'm going to open up the lines and give you guys an opportunity to say thanks to Coach. Hold on just a moment.